This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Have you looked at your bank statement lately? Check for fees. Banks have been hitting customers with more fees as they look for ways to increase their revenues. Regulations have cut back on some of their most recent sources of profit, so banks are adjusting. And one of the casualties is a cherished American service, the free checking account. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains why free checking is less and less free, if it exists at all.
5 years ago, more than 80% of banks offered free checking. Now it's down to around 60%.
We've seen probably the steepest decline that I've ever seen in any major financial service ever.
Economist Michael Mebs runs a research firm called Mebs Services.
The cost of operating a checking account is very expensive. On average, it's about $380 a year.
Mebs says the big banks did the math.
They decided to get out of free checking because they couldn't make any money in it.
Well, it is called free checking.
Free checking is a bit of a misnomer.
Bob Mira is an analyst with the research firm Celent. He says banks have used free checking as a kind of loss leader to get customers in the door and sell them other services. But since the Great Recession, customers haven't been buying as many services. And new regulations have limited bank profits on things like credit cards and debit cards.
So banks responded by increasing the per-incident fees. So overdraft fees grew to over $30 an incident.
Free checking still exists for some.
Banks will position lower cost, ostensibly free checking, for consumers who don't consume the more expensive aspects of service delivery and charge other consumers a bit more who represent a greater cost.
If you want to avoid some fees, you might try a community bank or a credit union. Their cost structure is lower than the big banks, so they're more likely to offer you free checking. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.